Penguin Audio presents Archetype by M.D. Waters. Read by Christine Vam. Seduce my mind, and you can have my body. Find my soul, and I'm yours forever. Anonymous. Chapter 1. My mind wakes, but the words essential to describe the stirring of my consciousness escape me. I blink. White light fills my vision, blindingly bright, darkening my peripheral to pitch. I have no words for variations either, because while I understand shifts of color and luminescence in my surroundings, I cannot hold knowledge in my mind. Voices articulate words.
No, we don't need her anymore. Put her with the others.
And I struggle to make sense of them, to no avail. I know what they say is important. So important, vital. Yet all meaning flashes through the vast darkness of my mind, fleeting streaks of lightning, alluring, coaxing, but gone before I can decipher patterns in the chaos. I blink. Dust particles float in the air, a fluid, graceful contrast to the vibrating hum of the light hanging above me. The motes dance around my slim, pale fingers, escaping my grasp, frustratingly transitory, like everything else I experience. A hand pushes aside the sterile aluminum lamp seconds before a face appears. Cold fingers pry up the lid of one of my eyes. Gray eyes stare unblinking, between a green cap and surgical mask. A pinprick of light forces tears. I squint and jerk my head, but the strong hand catches me around the forehead, fingers snagging on attached wires, and repeats the process on my other eye. I feebly bat his hand away. The man leans straight-armed onto the table and stares at me.
What?
This voice comes from a man out of my line of vision, but sounds very close. The gray-eyed man lifts his head and pulls down the mask, revealing a bulbous nose and pockmarked skin. Matching gray whiskers shade his upper lip. He glances between me and the man who has yet to show himself.
It's too early to tell.
But...
The gray-haired man trails off and sighs. He scans me from head to toe, eyes narrowing.
But I think we have finally done it.
A soft chuckle sounds behind me.
You, my old friend, you have finally done it.
This gray-haired man reaches for my face. I instinctively jerk my head away. But he only pulls colored wires off my forehead, gathering a group of them in his palm.
Only time will tell, he says.
The moment drifts away as the words are absorbed into the vast space of my mind. By the time I think to be frustrated, it is too late. Nothing has meaning. Not time, not words, not the reason I am here. I am simply tissue, blood, and bone. New. In the beginning of life. The vibrant green leaves turn into shades of orange, red, and yellow. Sweltering heat becomes cool breezes through narrow slits in large square windows. With the passing of time comes a lasting comprehension of language, color, texture, and scents. He says I knew them all along, and what I have yet to learn, he will teach me. I think he will reward me one day if I can only get my lessons right. Except today he tells me something new, and one word I do not understand.
You are my wife,
he tells me.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?